Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you, would you please pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. That helps me as well to be encouraged to keep this going. Now, we're getting into the singing today. The very first song, sung by Miss Wendy Fuller. The title of Miss Fuller's song is Jesus Still Sounds the Same.
Can I talk to when I feel so alone? Oh, there must be someone who's traveled this road. Then I remember that He understands. He's never left me. I'm still in His hands. Jesus still sounds the same. Fear still surrenders when we speak His name. In our confusion, one true voice remains. Jesus still sounds the same. If we listen closely, we can still hear Him say, I am with you always, and I still light the way. Whatever the trial, whatever the need, He's still our shelter, the source of our strength.
I trust that you have enjoyed Miss Fuller's song. We're going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse. Continue driving to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only now to LaGrange Street. You'll drive down LaGrange Street, past the Noonan High School, drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship, evening service 6 p.m. On Wednesday, everything starts at 7 o'clock. That is the children's ministries, preteen ministries, the teen ministries, and then the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing today. The Harmons are coming right now to sing this wonderful song for us right now. That's Where Amazing Grace Comes In.
Across that river, though it's chilly, deep and wide. Grace is pure and amazing, and in abundant supply. Grace sufficient, free to you and I. I'm so glad God's amazing grace came by.
I trust that you have enjoyed the Harmons song. We're going to have another song right now, just before the message. We're featuring the Squire Parsons Trio. Recently, our choir was privileged to travel to the Atlanta area and do a DVD taping with Squire Parsons, Phil Cross, and others. Right now, we trust this is going to be a special blessing today. He's singing, "Look for Me at Jesus' Feet."
How many of you plan on being united with friends and loved ones if I leave this old world of sorrow sometime? before you do. Friend, just look for me in heaven, and we'll talk the long ages through. But if at first you fail to see me, oh, let me tell you where I'll be. I'll be thanking Christ, my dear Savior, for saving a wretch like me. Oh, but if you should reach that city before my time has come, or perhaps you'd like to greet me when my race down here is run, just away for how soon be coming across life's ebbing sea. Oh, but let me tell you now, my dear Christian, just where you can look for.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and you would like to read along with me, I'm in the book of Psalms, that wonderful psalm, that encouraging book of Psalms. In chapter 121, we see helps on the way, my dear friend. We're living in troublesome times, perilous times. Here in America, our own homeland, and around the world. But as David was making his way back to Israel after battle, he was approaching the mountain range surrounding Israel. As he approached those mountain ranges and got closer to Jerusalem was encircled with these mountains. But right in the center of those mountains was another mountain. That was the mount just beyond the Mount of Olives, Mount Zion, if you please. That's where the temple was at. And that's where David's heart was at, if I could just get back home, where God's house is at. My dear friend, we are Christians. We're pilgrims on this journey in this land. But praise God, one of these days, we're going to be in God's home, where God's at. He says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Let me encourage you today. I don't know what you may be going through. Various things happen today. Sicknesses, divorce, homes coming apart, job loss. So many things that are happening around us. But I want to tell you, regardless of what you're facing today, my God can bring you through it. Oh, listen. He's an on-time God. So as we look at this and see that God is my help, we've already looked at Psalms 121, verse 1, first part. But let me just say that, read that to you one more time. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Oh, listen. David knew where his help was coming from. Friend, is your help coming from the Lord today? He wants to be your keeper, your provider, your encourager, your friend. The old song of faith says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, listen, if you don't know him today, I sure want to introduce you to him because he is and will be your friend. But as we look at this, in Psalms chapter 123, verse 1, David has already looked at the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. Now, he also knows where his help comes from. He says, unto thee, talking about holy God, lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. God is in his domain. He's in the celestial city of God. He's seated, and Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand, ever making intercession for all the believers. If you are a believer today, he's making intercession for you, regardless of what you're going through. If it's trouble, sicknesses, whatever you... Hey, listen, even in times of joy, hey, he turns to the Father and says, this is one of ours. Listen to him. He is there making intercession today for you and me as a believer. But he says, O thou that dwelleth in the heavens. We have many ways of help today. So many times we depend on the government for our help. But the only true help that we can know that we will have at our hand, at our beck and call, is the help from heaven. Listen, as we approach heaven on our knees and we cry out to the Heavenly Father, he's listening to us. And he will be there for us. He will intercede for us. And he will deliver us. Now, it's not always the way that we want it. When we pray, we want instant prayer answers. That's the American lifestyle now, instant. Everything is instant. Everything is instant right now, right now. But listen, God does not always answer instantly, but he always answers on time. And listen, he answers in his own way. Oh, listen, he knows what's best for us. We think we know what's best for ourselves. Oh, yes, even myself. There's a lot of times, many times I have called on God and prayed a prayer. And God has answered that prayer in his way. But at the end, I look back and I see my prayer, my desire was not his desire. But his desire was the best for me. Dear friend, let me say today, God knows what you're going through, and God does care. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, listen. But in Psalms 125, verse 1 and 2, listen to these words. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, that's the holy hills of home, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. And then as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, as I already addressed, the mountain range around Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth forevermore. Oh, listen. He is there as an on-time God, always existing. So we see the upward look, but now let's look at the inward look. In the book of Psalms, chapter 121, verse 1, the latter part of that, from whence cometh my help? Oh, this is a personal thing, my dear friend. God knows what you're going through today. God understands your situation today. God loves you today. God cares about you today. And he will answer your prayers according to his knowledge of the need, not mine, not yours, but his knowledge. We see the upward look, we see the inward look, then the source of our help, very important. God is the creator. In the book of Psalms 121, verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. In Psalms 33, 20, it says, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, the shield of protection. He's our protector. And it says in verse 21, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Oh, listen, it's a good day to be a Christian. We are trusting in the Lord. He's our ever-present help in a time of need. Well, look in Psalms chapter 124, verse 8. It says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Oh, there are those that don't believe that. There are those that think, well, it started with a big bang. My question is, who lit the firecracker? Who started that? You see, nothing has never produced something. There has to be a divine creator that started it all. Then we look at God, who is our keeper today. In Psalms 121, verse 3 through 5, we find these words, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He never sleeps. He's an on-time, always there, present God. He's aware of everything. Says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, if he's interested in Israel, his heart throb. The Jewish people are his love. But, dear friend, we are grafted in through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are part of the bride. We are the bride. And Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. Dear friend, we are the church. We are the called out ecclesia, the ones who are going home. We are the homeward-bound Christians who make up the church, the true, heavenly, universal church. Oh, listen, we are somebody today. As we look at this, look what it says. It says, the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Oh, the rightness of our lives. He's an on-time God. He does things right. In verse 7 and 8, he says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Glory to God. He shall preserve thy soul. This is a promise that is made to all that will call on Jesus Christ and receive him as their Lord and Savior. If you don't know this Jesus today, let me encourage you one more time. Turn your face toward him. Just get on your knees right now and look toward heaven and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to be part of this great big family. I want you to be my guide, my light, my strength through the rest of this course here on earth. And then I want to spend eternity with you in heaven. Come into my heart and save me. And pray that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, believing it, my dear friend, you will not be disappointed. He loves you, and he wants you to be part of his family if you're not saved. But if you are saved, listen, be encouraged. I know things are rough. We hear bad news and worse news. Seems that you turn on the news each day and something bad has happened, something worse has happened. Well, my dear friend, it's going to get worse. Things are going to get worse here in America. Things are going to get worse around the world. But this is just the prelude, the sound of the trumpet because Jesus Christ is just about to catch the church out of this place. And then after that, there will be a warfare. And then at the end of that warfare, there will be the great battle of Armageddon. That warfare, Jesus Christ is going to fight. And Jesus Christ is going to win that battle. Oh, my dear friend, but you don't want to wait and try to go through the tribulation. You don't want to wait and hope that you'll be able to be part of that who is grafted in, brought in after the church is raptured. You don't want to go through all these horrific times that we're seeing build around us right now, here in America, around the world. It's building to that. Let me encourage you one more time. Jesus is coming back. Now, oh, listen, let me repeat one more time. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. This is eternal security, eternally secured. And then finally, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. All time and eternity. Let me say one more time, God is an on-time God. God is a loving God, a caring God, but most of all, He is a saving God. He has given us the plan of salvation. He has offered His own Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary's cross for our sins. And He, for 33 and a half years, walked over land that He created among people who He had created and He loved. He was ridiculed, rebuked, and crucified on an old, rugged cross. But you see, He gave His life willingly on that cross. He dismissed His own soul from that body, that mutilated body. That body was placed into the tomb for 3 days and three nights. But on the third day, Jesus Christ came out with that body and was visibly seen for 40 days as He walked over the area among the people that had crucified Him. And on the 40th day, He ascended back into the heavens from the Mount of Olives. I've had the privilege to stand in that very area that He went up. I didn't see Him go up, but praise God, I'll be with Him or see Him when He comes back. I'm wondering about you. I'm wondering if you are saved. I'm wondering if you know this Jesus. If you don't know Him today, please don't wait too long. Let me emphasize, time is running out. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ today and you'll not be disappointed. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, and goodbye. God bless you and go with God.
We were marching to the glorious city of God.